Narration and story retell skills are some of the most important life skills that a child will develop. It's a part of our history and heritage. It's how important information has been passed down since the beginning of time. So that's why today we're giving you our best narration and story retell hacks and tips. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Farm Family Podcast, the podcast for families with old-fashioned hearts like ours that believe what our world needs most is connection in the home. We help families learn together in ways that build life skills and foster curiosity, discovery, adventure, and discussion. In this podcast, we'll cover topics like homesteading, home education, homemaking, and pretty much all things old-fashioned and down-home. I'm your host, Cheyenne Lene, a livestock-obsessed homeschool graduate, total book nerd, homesteader, pastaholic, loving daughter and big sister, and founder of Farmhouse Book Co. My whole family and I are so happy you're here. This is the Farm Family Podcast. While narration and story retell skills are one of the most crucial skills in our children's development and education, it can be a very frustrating skill for children. So one of our biggest tips is to start little by little, especially if you're pulling your child out of a traditional education and bringing them home for the first time, regardless of their age, you'll want to chunk away at it. So oftentimes, especially with the little ones, if they're getting frustrated when it comes time for them to narrate back to you what you've been reading, it can be because there's a little bit too much for them to remember and explain with confidence. So a few sentences, and then giving a prompt, and then work your way up to a few paragraphs. And then you can continue to build your way up as your child's skills with that memory muscle becomes more solidified. And, you know, especially if it's a hefty book or a book that they're visibly overwhelmed by, chunking it down will also help with that issue. The other thing is sometimes frustration with narration comes from a misunderstanding of what it is. It's got this, you know, big name, and they feel like they're put on the spot sometimes. So that's why our next tip is to observe the child and find opportunities in their everyday life where you can acknowledge the narration that they are already doing. Children get excited about things, and when they get excited about things, they often want to talk about it. Next time they watch a movie and you catch them telling their a family member or a friend about what happened in the movie, point out to them that that's narration. Find ways throughout their daily life to acknowledge the narration they're already doing so that when it comes time to narrate in their reading time, they don't feel like they're put on the spot. Instead, they feel like they're talking about something they're excited about. The next thing is that maybe if there's frustration with narration, it might be because the book's not exciting enough. Children love to talk about things that they're excited about, as we've mentioned, and if the material isn't too exciting, perhaps that might be causing some reluctance to narrate. Another reason they might be experiencing reluctance as far as narration goes, it could be because that's simply not their learning style, or because their minds and bodies want to be so busy, it's hard for them to sit and truly listen. So it could be great to create opportunities for them to work with their hands while they're listening to you read. Maybe Legos, or crocheting a chain crochet, or drawing what's going on in the story might help them connect more to that audio learning style that they're experiencing by being read aloud to. The other thing is you can help them break it up themselves. So we do something a little different with this, is we will often ask, what happened in the beginning, what happened in the end, and what happened in the middle that got them from point A to point B, that got them from the beginning to the end? How'd they get there? The middle is oftentimes the most difficult part for children to explain and put into words. Usually so much happens there, but if you start with the beginning and then go to the end, This will help increase their confidence, and it will help them create the neural pathways in their brain that make those connections between where a character started and where a character finished, or where a chapter started and where a chapter finished. The next thing is you can tie narration to emotion as far as prompts go. What happened that made you feel happy? What happened that made you feel sad? Was there something that happened that made you feel angry? Another thing, as far as prompts go, is to find ways to make it personal. Find ways as you're reading that the characters, settings, etc. are similar to the child and point them out as you go. Then you can end that story time and start narration by asking them some ways that the characters might be similar to the child. One of my biggest tips is to avoid making narration feel like a test. Instead, it should be an opportunity to play, an opportunity to teach, as is a natural inclination for children and human beings, an opportunity for them to truly tell a story. If you're really having struggles with encouraging that narration in the child, maybe it's because they feel like they're being tested. Some ways to flip that viewpoint around is instead place them in the role of teacher. Maybe they could record a YouTube video for a friend about what that chapter covered, or maybe they can make believe by pretending to call a family member or a friend and pretend tell them on the phone what the story was about. You could have them narrate to a stuffed animal. You want to emphasize the storytelling instead of emphasizing the test and the recall, where you're judging to see how much they retained. Once that judgment's removed, once that pressure's removed, the pressure to remember will be replaced with actual remembering. Also, having a really good moment for recall at the beginning is a great way to help them get into that mind space of recalling memories, recalling information. Now, these are just a few of our narration tips and hacks. We will definitely be going over this more in the future, so keep your eyes peeled. We'll continue to update you with more narration tips, answering your questions about narration and storytelling. Thank you so much for joining us on the Farm Family Podcast. It was so great to have you. I'd love to have you around more often. So if you haven't already and you'd like to be friends, click the subscribe button. And if you're really feeling it, leave a review. I love hearing from you and reading your words.